Good evening. This is the 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam Friday Night Kickoff Show. I am Wade Bates as we get you ready for all of your high school games across the area tonight. We've got a couple of games on the air for you as well. First of all, on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV, Beaver Dam tries to bounce back in their home opener against 6th-ranked Mount Horeb Barneveld. Mount Horeb Barneveld beat Beaver Dam last year on their home turf. Beaver Dam trying to avenge a loss to Menominee Falls last week as well. Wally Lukashinsky and Tim Ladron going to have the call again right here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Our other game tonight being broadcast on Daily Dodge TV, we head to Titan Stadium in Oshkosh, where Randolph will take on Lords Academy for the third straight week. The Rockets face a ranked opponent. They fell to Cambridge and Hilbert. This one's against the 8th-ranked Lords Academy squad in the BoundWisconsin.com D7 coaches poll. Mike Tronson and Tim Haldeman will have the call on that one, along with Aiden Voigt on Daily Dodge TV. Elsewhere across the region today, Watertown plays host to Sauk Prairie after a big win over Waukesha South last week. The Goslings look to make it two games in a row against the 1-1 Sauk Prairie squad. Columbus hosts Lodi tonight in a huge early season Capital Conference game as the Cardinals fell to Aquinas last week and their rival Lodi. They are coming to town hungry, looking to deal the Cards two straight losses. Lake Mills plays host to Horicon Hustisford tonight. The Marsh Falcons have a tough draw against an Elkhart squad that's been hot here early in the season. After a meat grinder of a non-conference slate, losses to Johnson Creek and Lake Mills, Marshall back home against Partyville tonight. Marshall will open up their Eastern Suburban Conference schedule against last year's runner-up. Partyville walloped New Lisbon last week 63-3. Markazan is 2-0 after a pair of non-conference wins over Assumption and Laconia. They're on the road at 1-1 Deerfield tonight. Waterloo, one of the hottest teams in the area after two blowout victories. They will host Fall River Rio tonight in their Eastern Suburban Conference opener. Fall River Rio, the Rebels, are 1-1 on the season. Cambria Friesland, they open up Trailways Conference play on the road at Dodgeland. Now the Hilltopper is going to try and not play the look-ahead game because they have rival Randolph for the final time before those teams merge here this year. That's next week. This week, they have to take care of business against Dodgeland. In the Flyway Conference, Lomira, the defending D6 state champs, they look to improve to 3-0 as they will be tested by 1-1 Campbellsport, who's always a tough squad to play. In a big one early in the flyaway, Mayville is at Winnebago Lutheran. Mayville's got a couple of huge early season victories. Well, WLA's 0-2, but they have losses to top five Racine St. Catharines and Amherst. Waupun is 2-0 on the season, and they host Andy Selgrad's Ripon Tigers tonight with all the momentum. Ripon picked up a 54-6 win over Clintonville last week. Saturday, tomorrow, there's one game in the area. Wayland Academy in 8-player football plays host to 3rd-ranked Oakfield. Wayland's coming off their first victory since pre-COVID at the varsity level. Oakfield, Corey Rickard's squad, is hot. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff today on the Wayland campus. So coming up today on the 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam Friday Night Kickoff Show, Wally Lukashinsky is going to join me next. We will talk about Beaver Dam and Mount Horeb Barneveld. Also, Tom Chase, Randolph's head coach, joins us, as does Corey Rickard, the head football coach at Oakfield. And Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com will take a look at last week's action, look ahead to this week's games of the week, and also we'll dive into Beaver Dam, Mount Horeb, and the Trailways Conference. This is the 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam Friday Night Kickoff Show, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
This is the Friday Night Kickoff Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
The 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam Friday Night Kickoff Show continues now. We're about 30 minutes away from heading out to H.H. Durley Field. And Tim Ladron will be the third man in our booth here today as Beaver Dam takes on Mount Horeb Barneveld. Wally Lukashinsky is with me right now. Wally, Beaver Dam at home for the first time this year, trying to bounce back after a tough loss last week against Menominee Falls.
Yeah, it was a tough one last week. You had the lead at halftime, and then just unfortunately the offense wasn't able to stay on the field much. So that's the big question this week. Are they going to be able to take a little bit of that pressure off the defense, extend some drives a little bit longer than they have been so far?
Yeah, you know, Coach Brock Lindy was telling me last week or earlier this week that, you know, just the mistakes that they saw in film, they're all correctable type of things. And he's confident that they, you know, had a good week of practice and they're going to be ready for a pretty good Mount Horeb team this week.
Yeah, and they're pretty good, all right. I know last year you go to Mount Horeb and it was that game where you're like, wow, we really feel like we could have come away and won. Horeb comes out, wins 13-9. But this time around, it's going to be a big ask. This is a conference title team that you're talking about in Mount Horeb. You have to be ready to play from the first whistle on.
Yeah, it's a team that mentioned last year should have won that game. They're, I think, number six in the Bound Wisconsin coaches poll this week. And they're a team that expects to make deep runs every year. And so Beaver Dam, you know, especially going to run the football, Beaver Dam's front seven has to be better this week, don't they?
They do. Last week, they saw 52 plays from Menominee Falls to only 30 of their own. And that's because they could not get off of the field. You're talking about a team that it was about 4 yards. It was just, but there was enough cuts where they're extending drives and holding on to the ball.
You know, I look at the way that game, because talking to even the Menominee Falls staff and people in Falls, they were like, we're going to go four or five wides the whole game, and we're going to chuck it all over the place. Do you think that Beaver Dam getting the pick six, and then Eli Johnson picked on series number two, got an interception, that they're like, we can't throw against Beaver Dam. We're going to see if we can run the football. And then they found something in Beaver Dam, and that's why they hammered it the rest of the game?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely did. After the first two drives, you throw two picks, and it was very clear there was a philosophical change. I mean, outside of the long strike, the first play of the second half, they didn't really throw the ball. It was just, if we're going to line up and we need 4 yards of carry, we think we're going to be able to do that. I know that Coach Lindy is going to really challenge that defensive line this week.
So, home game for the first time. It's youth night tonight, so all the future Golden Beavers are going to be honored. But what's it like the first time running on? You played at Heartland Arrowhead. The first time running on your home turf every single year has got to be special, isn't it?
I still remember at that point my defensive coordinator, Coach Ganevok, telling me, hey, this is your only senior year. This is the only time you get to run out of the tunnel today. And every time I still get goosebumps thinking about it. It's been 15 years. This is special. Go out there and shock some people. Go out there and get a win on Friday.
Now, Wally, is this going to be your first game calling at Durleath? I can't remember. Did you get in the booth at all last year with us?
I was just that like pest in the background. I wasn't calling last year.
Okay.
So this is new. I've got goosebumps ready for it.
Okay, my question is, okay, the Pizza Pirates. We haven't seen them because we're kind of in road games that we haven't been to in a while, you know. What do you think the odds are of a pizza showing up at halftime? And if it does show up, what toppings would you like?
Pepperoni. I'm a simple man, but I tell you, wait, I've been fasting since Tuesday. This is my start of the month fast. I do 3 days. I am in so much pain hunger-wise right now. I need the Pizza Pirates to show up.
All right, Wally, we'll see what happens at halftime there again. A pregame show right around 6:40 on Daily Dodge TV. It's Tim Ladron, Wally Lukashinsky, and myself, Wade Bates. Thanks for stepping in, and we'll chat with you in a little bit.
Can't wait, Wade.
This is the Friday Night Kickoff Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
This is the Friday Night Kickoff Show right here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
The Randolph High School football team getting ready for Lord's Academy in the Trailways Conference on Friday night, making the trip to Oshkosh, a game you can watch on Daily Dodge TV, bringing in head coach Tom Chase. Coach Chase, Randolph has had two ranked opponents to start the season. You got another one coming up this Friday night. Just state of the Rockets right now. Just what have you learned about your squad through the first couple of games?
Well, first thing is we just wanted to get better. After our scrimmage, we had some things to fix, obviously, so we continue to get better. First game, we played it not as well as we'd like to, but we got better from week one to week two, and we're hopefully we're going to get better from week two to week three. So, yeah, it's been a grinder for sure. We got some pretty good teams we played. We just got to keep our heads up, keep moving forward, find the positives, and keep trugging along. This is where our playoff run starts right now, so we got to get moving.
So, Coach, through those first two games, what did you like about your team in those first couple of games? Obviously, you would have liked to have won those two against Hilbert and Cambridge, but what did you like about your squad? What did you learn about them?
Well, I think I liked the way they fought. They fought hard. You know, defense, we ran the football pretty well. We got better as time went on defensively. Offensively, we figured a few things out late in the game against Cambridge. And then this last week with Hilbert, we were a little bit more consistent moving the football, just finding out a few more things about our squad. So as we move forward, we need to continue to get better at the offensive line, as we're very young and inexperienced there. So we'll continue to do that and work with those kids to make them better, and our experienced kids helping them come along. Other skill kids are doing pretty well. We just have to find ways to get them running lanes to get into. And defensively, we continue to get better and better. Each week, we simplify a few things for them. So I'm happy with their effort. Their team has got great spirits right now, even though we lost our first two games. They're in good shape right now, in good spirits, and they want to play, and we're playing to win.
Coach, what are your numbers like for Randolph here this season?
Right now we're at 29. We were hoping to be in the low 30s. We had a couple kids that didn't make it this year. We were hoping to get out, but we're kind of slim this year, so we can't afford any injuries. We had a couple injuries after the scrimmage that we had to kind of work our way through in game one, but most of those kids are back now. So we keep battling away.
Coach, the Lord's Academy coming in this year, they've, they just keep finding ways to plug guys into different positions, it looks like, here through their first couple of games. Just when you look at Lord's Academy on film, what do you see?
Well, obviously the quarterback's their guy. I mean, they want him to carry the ball. They're going to run it more than this year than past it. You know, they lost their quarterback last year. He was phenomenal for the last 4 years for them. So their quarterback this year is more of a runner, but he can throw the ball as well. So they've got a really good squad, good club. They run the football on defense. They pursue well. They're very well coached on both sides of the ball and also on special teams. So a lot of respect for Lourdes. We've got to go under and we've got to play an excellent football game to have a chance in the end, and that's what we're hoping for.
Coach, what's your take on the Trailways Conference this year in general after seeing the teams and looking at results through the first couple of weeks?
Well, obviously it's strong from top to bottom. There's no doubt about it. So we got to have ourselves ready to go each week. Obviously, Lourdes is going to be a good team in there. Cambria has got a good squad. Obviously, Johnson Creek looks like they're really good. Haven't seen them on film yet, but I know that they got almost everybody back. And I'm sure I'm missing somebody. Westfield is going to be strong as well. So, you know, each week is going to be a dogfight for us. And so we got to keep moving and keep our playoff hopes alive and just see what we do here in the next couple of weeks. Next couple of weeks will be big for our football team.
So what are some of the things that have to happen over the next couple of weeks for your team to get victories and put wins in the win column?
Yeah, we're looking hopefully to do that. So if we can do that, we'll be right back in it.
All right, Coach Tom Chase, good luck on Friday night against Lourdes Academy. If people can't make the trip to Oshkosh, they can watch the game on Daily Dodge TV with Mike Tronson and Tim Haldeman. Coach Chase, thanks for the time.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
This is the Friday Night Kickoff Show, right here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
The Oakfield football team is off to a 2-0 start this year, and let's bring in head coach Corey Rickert to talk about the Oaks. Coach, I guess two explosive wins for your team here in 2025. Just tell me your thoughts on the first 2 weeks in your season so far.
Yeah, it's been a real good start for us. We had high expectations. Some of the teams that we're playing are struggling a little bit, but last week's win against Phillips was huge for us. Really decent team. Had one day notice to play them, and I like how we responded.
Tell me about how that shook out. You were supposed to play Kickapoo last week, and then you texted me like midweek and said, hey, we're playing Phillips. What happened with Kickapoo, and how do you go about finding a game on such short notice?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's become a trend recently, but Kickapoo decided that there was one of their players that wasn't able to play, so they didn't want to play their freshman, which is kind of essentially what eight man's all about. Everyone's kind of playing that, but they decided, they sent us a message late, Monday night that, they were going to forfeit. The way the system goes though, the playoff system, we, forfeits for a non-conference opponent doesn't do anything for you. You don't get the win. You don't get any points for it. So, we were aware that Phillips was missing a game. And they were looking, and so gave them a call on Tuesday morning, and within an hour or two, we were set up to play Thursday night. So sometimes it works great, other times not so good. But They're a great test. They're a really good team. They're far north, and they had 2 weeks in a row where teams just canceled their season. So I knew they were looking, and we got lucky to be able to play one and have a count.
Coach, where are your numbers this season for the program for the Oaks?
For the program, we have about 31 on our team. But we've got a core amount that they're either new to football, just getting into it, younger ones. So our varsity program, we're gonna probably field about 16, 17, and you know a couple of those guys won't play an awful lot. But we don't have a huge amount of depth. We have two-way starters, about 5 or 6 two-way starters, but then we have some others that don't start but play an awful lot on. So we go about 15, 16 at the varsity and a good 14, 15 JV guys.
Well, you mentioned most of the guys are playing both sides. I guess we'll talk about the offense. Your offense has been pretty explosive early this year, something you probably expected. But just talk about your offense and what you've liked out of that side of the ball.
We were we knew our skilled guys were really decent. We have new quarterback this year. He's played before, but didn't play much for us before. Austin Harmson, he's a junior. But throwing the ball downfield isn't he's getting better at it. It's not his standard. He loves running over guys. He's only like 5'8" or 5'7". But he's a wrestler, so he likes running over guys. But Braden Galuga, is the receiver. He gets anything that's thrown his way. We have Bo Bio also. He's 6'7". All you got to do is throw it high, and these guys are going to go get it. So we have some skills. We also have some running backs that are run over you. But our question mark was our line. We graduated 2 of our 3 seniors last year. So I'm excited to see that we can score points. We thought our strength this year was going to be our defense, but I'm pleasantly surprised to see that our offense has come around.
Talking with Oakfield football coach Corey Rickert, they've got Wayland Academy on Saturday in Beaver Dam if you want to check some 8-player football at 1 o'clock. Coach, defensively, you mentioned that was going to be your strength. What did you like about your team coming in?
We just have an attitude. We have this belief that you're not going to get many yards on us. Our first game, we actually gave up a negative 25. So that's always nice to have a negative number. I don't think that's ever happened in my tenure. We just have a lot of belief that you're not going to go anywhere, that we're going to fill the holes. And Phillips, like I said, was a decent team. They're very hard hitting. We knew they were going to score. We were going to give up a little bit, but we just have this mentality that if you're going to score on us, you got to earn it. I just want to keep getting better and keep having that kind of a mental approach to it.
Coach, changes in the playoff system in all aspects of football this year. Talk about the 8-player game and how that's expanded and just how your thoughts on the new playoff system format.
It's confusing to figure out how they figure it out with the Tier 1 and Tier 2, but we only had 16 the last couple of years, and now there's 32. And so for that, I'm grateful. I'm perfectly fine trying to figure out all the numbers and everything because we had a couple 6-2 teams that didn't make the playoffs last year. So grateful that the WIA decided to change the mind a little bit and expand us. And because there are some conferences up north that they go 3 deep. And, with 16 teams, you're not going to get those 3 in there that could possibly, win the whole thing. So, the numbers wise and how the points go, is still a little confusing to me, but, I'm just really grateful that there's more opportunity. We lost one game last year and we're the 4th out of 4, in a seed. So, hopefully those kind of things won't happen. Now you get at least one home game, at some point.
Sure. Well, obviously aspirations, coach, of a conference championship and a deep run into the tournament. Just what are some things that have to happen for your team to sit on top of the league and potentially, make a push to a state title game?
You know, obviously health is always something. If we can stay healthy, like to see if we can get a little more depth, get some experience on some of the guys. Our conference isn't the strongest, so we're going to be trying to get some guys in earlier than they may be ready to, so then in the future they'll be better. But the teams beat, and I don't want like overlooking other teams. That's not fair, but Valley Christian, we have them, toward the end of September. That's going to be the team to beat. They came back with some big numbers. They had some kids last year that were really growing. They are most definitely the elite of our league right now. So that's going to be a clash down the road.
All right, Coach Corey Rickert, Oakfield, good luck against Wayland on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and look forward to catching up with you as the year goes along. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me, Wade.
This is the Friday Night Kickoff Show right here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
It is week 3 of the high school football season. We're going to bring in Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com. Travis, before we talk about some things going on in high school football, tell us about Bound Wisconsin and what people will find when it comes to football content.
Yeah, all kinds of content coming out every day on BoundWisconsin.com. Whether you're a hardcore fan looking for in-depth previews each week and that kind of stuff, or you just want to find your favorite team's schedule and scores and stats and results, we've got you covered. Stat leaders across the state of Wisconsin with some great sorting and filtering available there. Really should be your daily destination for high school sports and high school football at Bound Wisconsin.
You know, it's very user-friendly, as you mentioned. It's pretty easy to navigate through and find each team that you're looking for, isn't it?
It is, and there's loads of information you can find on all of those pages, of course. Again, schedules, rosters, scores, box scores. Got some really cool features. If you're on a game page, you can, see the last few games that each team has played and going forward. We've got a cool historical matchups feature as we start to get more data into the Bound platform, where you can look at scores from the previous meetings between teams and stats previews and comparisons between each team. So really cool features there, and I'd certainly highlight the Bound app as well. If you download the Bound app, get that set up, you can follow a team or teams, or you can follow things at the statewide level. Really great information at your fingertips in the Bound app.
Travis, I'll make sure I download that Bound app as soon as we've been talking here right now. Last week, before we talk about this week, had some matchups across the state, some pretty good ones as well, as we trickle through the end of the non-conference season for most of the leagues across the state. In our area, Columbus went over to Aquinas, and Aquinas, I guess, took what has been round one of two the last couple of years, but Aquinas kind of flexed their muscles at home.
Yeah, they did. It was a matchup we were really anticipating, a couple top five teams in Division Four, as you said, teams that have met up a couple of times in the last few years, and Aquinas came out on top in that one, just a little bit more powerful offensively, a little more balanced offensively as well. Columbus really struggled to get things going throwing the football. Could be another matchup down the road between those two teams, as we've seen, but Aquinas gets round one, and certainly nothing extremely damaging for Columbus. They're gonna rebound and now move into conference play in the Capital Conference, which is going to be really difficult. But that was certainly one of the big games on the schedule last week, as well as Edgar Stratford. I want to point that one out. Maybe the best small school rivalry in the state. A couple teams that have combined for 19 state championships, including the last two for Edgar, the last three for Stratford. So a really high-profile matchup that went Edgar's way. They won 14-0 in that one.
When's the last time Stratford's 0-2, right? When's the last time they were 0-2?
Gosh, I don't even know. It would have been a long time. They played a tough schedule. They played Mosinee, who's a ranked Division IV team. Stratford's D5, although they should be D6. They were elevated up. And then they played Edgar. So they played a very difficult schedule. They're going to settle in. Still the favorites in their conference and still a strong contender to repeat in Division Five.
How about in Division One in general? Through first 2 weeks, we've had a lot of jockeying for position of powers maybe facing off and teams knocking each other off. It's been kind of fun to watch those how D1's kind of shaken out the first couple weeks of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I really love what we've seen this year and in the last number of years, where A lot of those top teams are really challenging themselves, playing against each other. So you've got a lot of teams that have a loss. Kimberly's got a loss. Bayport, Muskego, Nina, Appleton North all have losses because they played good teams. And some of those teams rebounded last week nicely. Kimberly rebounded from an opening loss. They beat Bayport. Muskego rebounded from an opening loss to Nina and got in the win column. So really balanced Division I, really strong Division I field. I think there's maybe 12 or even 15 teams that are looking really good in D1. And that's going to set up some exciting matchups here as we continue to move through the conference schedule, because a lot of these teams are going to be playing against each other. You think about even the Classic Eight. There's three or four ranked teams in that league alone that are going to face off at times this year. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Travis, we'll talk about the Trailways Conference in a bit. Beaver Dam lost to Menominee Falls last week down at the Falls. Mount Horeb-Barneville coming to town tonight, the game you can hear on ESPN Beaver Dam and watch on Daily Dodge TV. Mount Horeb-Barneville bounced back nicely with the win last week, and they're reloaded. I know they're ranked as well in the coaches poll with BoundWisconsin.com. What's your take on Mount Horeb-Barneville here in 2025?
Certainly a team that had high expectations coming in. They should have been in a state semifinal game last year. Lost a wild game to Catholic Memorial in level three. And they returned a lot of guys. They've got three Division I seniors on that team. Their quarterback, Brooks Hendrickson, linebacker, Jack Wilson, who also is sliding over and playing running back, ran for almost 200 yards last year, and tight end Hayden Anderson. So there's a lot of talent there. They haven't really put it together, though. They lost to a very good Grafton team in week one, but it wasn't really a competitive game, at least the scoreboard. And then they beat Monroe last week, but I don't think that was the Monroe team that we've seen the last few years either. And the score was maybe a little bit closer than I would have anticipated from that one. So it'll be interesting to see how they get going and how Mount Horeb, what they do this week, because Beaver Dam's not going to be a pushover by any means. I think it could be a good game. But Mount Horeb will bring a lot of talent to the table. That will be a challenge for Beaver Dam, certainly.
Yeah, Beaver Dam made a lot of mistakes last week, a lot of penalties, and got beat up on the line of scrimmage. So let's see. I know Coach Lindy will have them ready to play here on Friday night. Trailways Conference, Travis, we have a game on tonight. Randolph goes to Lord's Academy. What is your take on the Trailways here in 2025? Because there's a lot of teams kind of vying for the top here this year.
Yeah, Johnson Creek has looked really good. Lords has looked good. Westfield has looked really good. A team that doesn't have a lot of football history necessarily, especially in the last decade or so, but they've looked very good. One of the more explosive offensive teams, really. They're averaging almost 200 yards passing per game, averaging more than 250 rushing yards per game. And it'll be Westfield versus Creek tonight. So that'll be certainly one to watch, keep an eye on. And even, going down the conference, a little surprised Randolph is 0-2. They've played a tough schedule. Both teams they played, Cambridge and Hilbert, have been ranked. But just 6 points on the season for Randolph, and we'll see if they can get things turned around. But, there's three or four teams at least in that Trailways Conference that are solid teams that I think have some expectations to do good things this year. And we'll see if that leads to a competitive conference race, or if anybody will start to pull away.
Seems like Lords, talking to coaches in the Trailways, they said Lords had to replace a quarterback, and they found another one, it looks like, this year. They just keep finding guys to go under center that can run and pass.
Yeah, Wade Lindahl was one of the most productive quarterbacks in the state the last number of years, a four-year starter for Lords, and his graduation left a hole, but Brady Bauer stepped in and done a nice job. He's doing a little different maybe than Lindahl did. Lindahl was more of a traditional passer, put up a lot of yards through the air. Bauer is a little bit more balanced. He's running the football very well, leads them in rushing, five rushing touchdowns as well. So a team that has reloaded, had a nice win over Reidsville last week, which is a solid program. And, they've got a very front-loaded schedule if you look at it. They've got Randolph this week and then Crick and Cambria and Westfield. So they're running a gauntlet over in the Trailways Conference right away here.
Okay, Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com. Travis, some games of the week this week. There's one in our area opening up Capital Play. Lodi goes to Columbus. That should be a pretty good matchup tonight and or Friday night. And what else tickles your fancy here this week?
Yeah, some interesting games on the schedule. You know, we were talking off air a little bit. Maybe not quite as many, you know, big games or huge games as we saw the first couple weeks where, you know, in non-conference, you can pick who you play, and a lot of times teams will, you know, find somebody that is a good competitive matchup for them, whereas in conference, you get sometimes, you know, the best team versus the worst team, and that's not the greatest matchup. But still some good ones on the schedule this week. You know, ranked matchups, you got Muskego and Pewaukee. Pewaukee moving out of the Classic 8 finally next year, but they've looked very good, and maybe they can get into contention this season. You know, in the northwest part of the state, if people recall, there was a wild conference race in the Mississippi Valley last year. That's the conference that Reedsburg is in, where I'm from and coach. And five-way tie for the conference title last year. And a couple of those teams play this week. Onalaska and Holman, both teams are undefeated and have looked very good. And then La Crosse Central and Reedsburg square off as well. So that's four of the teams that shared the title last year meeting up this week. I don't anticipate a five-way tie. I don't recall ever seeing it before, but it was certainly interesting last year.
Well, Travis, should be a fun night, week three of the high school football season. AboundWisconsin.com. You'll have rapid reaction tomorrow morning on the website.
Yep, we'll get that up. Kind of a whip around of some of the noteworthy games, matchups, results, all that good stuff. You can check that out on Saturday morning, and then, of course, the rest of our content coming out throughout the week.
All right, and we'll hear you tonight right around 10:30 on ESPN Beaver Dam Football Friday Night with Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer. You'll give your instant reaction to what's going on across the state. Travis, thanks for the time.
You bet. Thanks, Wade.
This is the Friday Night Kickoff Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
That is going to do it for this week's edition of the 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam Friday Night Kickoff Show. I am Wade Bates. We need to thank all of our guests here today. Wally Lukashinsky, who will be joining me and Tim Ladron for Beaver Dam Football in a couple of minutes. Also, Corey Rickert, the head football coach at Oakfield, and Tom Chase, the head coach at Randolph. Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com. Always a pleasure to talk with Travis. And again, bookmark BoundWisconsin.com. It's your source high school football in the state of Wisconsin. Here are the games tonight across the region. Again, one you'll watch on Daily Dodge TV, and here in just a couple of minutes on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Beaver Dam Golden Beavers welcome Mount Horeb Barneville to town. Also on Daily Dodge TV tonight, Randolph up at Titan Stadium taking on Lords Academy. Mike Tronson and Tim Alderman have the call on that one on Daily Dodge TV. Watertown plays host to Sauk Prairie tonight. Columbus is home against Lodi. Horicon Houston Sport is at Lake Mills. Marshall's home against Partyville. It's Markazan at Deerfield. Fall River Rio at Waterloo tonight. Cambria Friesland over in Juneau taking on Dodgeland. It's Lomira hosting Campbellsport. Mayville's in Fondy taking on Winnebago Lutheran. Waupun hosts Ripon. And tomorrow, Oakfield is in Beaver Dam taking on Wayland Academy for a 1 p.m. 8-player matchup. And don't forget, after all of tonight's high school action, as you're driving home from your games, right back on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, as you have scores and highlights from across the state. Football Friday night from 9:30 to 11 with Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer. I am Wade Bates. We're heading out to the field next. This has been the Friday Night Kickoff Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.